we have spent a lot of our energy since the 1970s in protecting the intact roadless watersheds. And to do that, sometimes we've had to put the hammered gems, the really productive places that have been heavily logged, on the back burner. But now that's everything that we're going to be looking at logging in the next 10 years. And Fish Bay is just one of the places where we really started to think about that, that resulted in this essay that we've been passing around. Fish Bay is, in our view, probably the equal in many ways of Catoshan, which you kind of hear put out there as the gold standard for fish and wildlife values on the northern archipelago. And we're not downplaying Catoshan in any way, but we'd like to just think of comparing those two watersheds. Even though Catoshan is pretty much intact and Fish Bay has been almost all the original mapped large tree forest in Fish Bay has been logged, in many cases right to the stream banks because they did it before buffer protections. And so if you're going in there expecting to see the majesty of a large tree forest, you're going to be really disappointed. In fact, you're going to be depressed because you're going to see these giant stumps in a sea of pretty small trees. But one of the things we've been noticing in the last 3 years of visiting these kinds of places is it's not what our typical image is of a conifer second growth stand with almost nothing underneath it except for twigs and sprigs of mosses here and there. It's in fact quite lush. It's devil's clubs, stink currant, salmonberry, lady fern up around your chest in many places, pretty well lit, and the dominant tree is red alder. And that's because when they log these places on the stream deposits, so the valley bottomlands, back in those days they were just dragging the logs out, sometimes using the stream bed as their logging road, if it was not a really big stream. And they exposed so much mineral soil that alder, which really took over, and foresters refer to that as alder capture. And for many years, decades, we even poisoned alder trying to knock it back enough that the conifers that were the goal at that time would be able to come in. Well, increasingly people are recognizing the all of the values of alder, whether you're a stream biologist thinking about what feeds fish that rear in the streams, or if you're a terrestrial biologist thinking about the small mammals that live in places like that, or the very diverse songbird communities that key into those alder stands. The fact that there is spruces here and there among the alder is just another, you know, element of the structural diversity that makes them really cool in our view. The spruces add a little bit of winter cover. We're not at all trying to say that this is the ultimate habitat for everything. It's not a good winter habitat for most things. The snow piles up really deep in those places. The deer are not using them much. For one thing, they don't have any of the foods there that they really key into, the bunchberry and blueberry and that kind of stuff. But to knock it for the lack of good winter deer habitat isn't really fair, because the old growth forest that was there before didn't have a lot of that kind of deer forage. And the original forest and today's forest let a lot of snow through. It was very gappy. So it's just a watershed type, a supremely productive watershed that is still functioning in many ways. It's damaged, but that doesn't mean that we should be focusing our further timber activities in these places. What we find when we go into these watersheds and look at the last fragments of old growth, particularly large tree old growth, but in many cases there isn't any of that left. It's just, you know, a little patch of what in the old days was reject old growth, pretty scrubby stuff. It's still functioning as a refuge for wildlife of all kinds in the in the surrounding matrix, particularly thinking about the winter habitat when it's not serving a lot of critters. So to say, let's stay out of the intact large watersheds, don't have roads, and continue to focus our logging in these hammered gyms could be a real mistake. We could wipe out almost all of the remaining accessible old growth in those places in the next 10 years that this current forest plan addresses.